announce an ordinance of Public Act 101-0640 and movement toward disaster proclamation issued by Governor Pritzker pursuant to the powers vested in the governor under the emergency agency act. The United States York is encouraging social distancing by allowing remote attendance to public works community to be held. Today's date, Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, minutes 6:03.
Participating remotely, you just logged on.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
He just, hey, Aaron, officially verbally. So, first item here, citizen comments. See no citizens present. Next item, minutes for correction or approval from our July 21st, 2021 meeting. Questions or suggestions for correction? Look at the go. On to new business, we have the 2021-2, the water conservation ordinance.
Okay, yeah, Brad and Eric have been participating in a whole bunch of different Lake Michigan source water meetings, and so we've talked about the conservation measures that have to take place in order for us to connect to Lake Michigan. So they put together this memo in advance of us doing any work for a code amendment. And I was just going to have both of them kind of wax poetic about everything they know about each one of these measures. And if you guys have any questions, great. If not, at the end of it, we are looking for some direction to tell us to basically, go out and make these into a code that you guys can then vote on in anticipation of a Lake Michigan water switch. So, sorry to interrupt, Brad, but go ahead.
So, yeah, no, thank you, and good intro. So, detailed memo in the packet. The IDNR, which governs the allocation for the Lake Michigan water, has a certain number of conservation practices that must be approved and included in the request for allocation. So they're detailed out in the packet. We did a check against the city's current ordinance that's in place, and these were the items that will need to be modified. So many of them pertain to the building code, and there'll have to be adjustments there, and other are like practices that need to be adopted and enhanced and what have you. The current ordinance that's in place, there is sod ban and what have you. The dates will have to be modified, and then there's some minor language to be added in regard to using water sense type of labels and things such as that. So again, these are required, whether it's DuPage Water or Joliet, if you get the Lake Michigan source, these have to be adopted prior to your allocation request.
And many of these we already do in practice.
Yeah.
This is just putting it on paper.
Yeah, and we've certainly discussed on numerous occasions why water conservation is important, regardless whether it's Lake Michigan or Fox River. There's a benefit and savings to the city overall for the reduction in the size of the facilities, timing of facilities, those types of things. So with that, I'd be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
So I've seen some of them, and some of them I was wondering, it talks about plumbing changes, is that only in new homes, or is that, we're going to go through the whole town and make sure all the houses are upgraded to these levels?
Well, it would be very hard for us not to find them that they already are.
What's that?
Most fixtures and anything you're buying anymore are going to fall under that.
Yeah. Okay, I thought...
I mean, if you like catch some old lady that's got her toilet from 1950, yeah, that's not, but...
Oh, yeah, only new construction kind of order.
It's new.
Yeah, it's only new construction.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it everybody's already placed in
place? Yeah, most
are. And I honestly do not remember the last time I saw a standard like flush toilet in Home Depot.
I know three or four people that had issues with their, they put a water softener in.
Mm-hmm.
And went awry, one person went on vacation for a week, so it was basically running through the water softener back out.
Yep.
And this is probably a caught that if you had something hooked up to it. But I was just wondering, that those examples are the ones that I had been dying about.
The construction ones will be for new construction and or remodeling, that at which, like to Joe's point, most fixtures in any home improvement or plumbing supply warehouse are water sensed. Or low flow toilets, low flow shower heads, that kind of thing.
So under that same point, what is classified as major remodeling?
Probably a permit, I would suspect. Something that would go through the building department and actually get a permit, and something that Pete would inspect.
Yeah, I don't know what that threshold is exactly, but I know that there are different trigger points, you know, depending on what you're doing in the house, that classify it as major. So I can ask Pete to put together a couple of examples.
Like I said, if you're changing a faucet, unless you're ordering some oddball, very expensive thing from somewhere, you're going to Home Depot, or an idea that it falls under that. It might actually be better, but yeah, it's been years since they went up.
And we already meter all new construction. Again, this is just putting it on paper. I mean, we required water meters forever. To my knowledge, we don't have any non-metered services, so that, you know, again, just putting it on paper. Well, Chicago never had water meters. That's where this comes from.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, that's where this comes from. That's where a lot of this comes from, is just to make sure that everybody's now playing on a level playing field. Full system and air conditioning, that's Legionnaires' disease. They want that, all those big systems to be closed so they can't blow back and forth, which we already put backflow preventers on residential houses. I mean, we put them everywhere.
On the newer homes?
Yes, but and even on replacement water meters.
How about like the old parts of town?
Yep, if we go to an old part of town, when we replace the meter, we put a, it's just a little fitting that goes right on the other side of the meter. That's just a check valve. Just doesn't allow us back in the system.
All right. You don't have an extension tape anywhere to make sure.
In public programs, we already have to do that through our MPDES permit. We do water conservation and water quality issues. Like Brad alluded to, we have the even odd watering days already. We'll have to modify the language only slightly, but actually ours is more restrictive, so I don't know if we actually will have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like ours with no sod in July and August. We stop people from hurting themselves, actually. I think the car wash, that's pretty standard. I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary that we would have to adopt, if that's the way you want to go.
And the water park would all be okay after this?
I think the water park recycles more of their water than anybody knows.
Yeah,
I
do.
I knew they did.
Yep. And with those being few and far between, those, I don't think would be a great impact. But I think they do it just as a cost saving.
No, that's the only thing I was wondering about.
Joe, anything? Jason? Mm-hmm. Any questions? No?
I think the next question would be, how do you want us to move forward with putting these in code form?
Yeah.
You can bring it back next month, if that's okay. Bring it back next month or 2 months, whenever it's...
Yes, yes. Do you have to run it through Pete and EDC at all, or not? Because it would be...
Maybe, yeah. I mean, when we draft them, we'll take a look at them and run them by Pete and Kathy, and if we think that we need EDC review of it, we
can do that. Because that's where a lot of that stuff happens, right? Mm-hmm. We don't do too much of that here.
Yep.
But yeah, whatever you have to do. Okay.
Thank you.
The old business, or additional business.
Like I told Matt before the meeting, we do not have a definite date. Jason, this is for you too. We still don't have a definite date for the equipment for the Kennedy Road signals, but we did get a shipment of some base parts, so it's on its way, and we also have the holes dug, and we're gonna pour concrete, I believe, early next week, so when the parts do get here, it'll go up in a matter of days.
Awesome, thank you.
Yep. Sir.
And FYI, they're painting today on Greenbrier Road.
Yes.
Yep, boy.
There's the word when I came by, passing one in and passing one back down. I know I'm not driving on it, but somebody from Yahoo will. So I'm sure a kid will.
thank you.